It's now we're joined on the programme by Lewis Differ. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for taking the call. You've been through the mill, haven't you? Really, as a family.
Yeah, we have been through the mill, yeah.
And it starts with your daughter having Lyme's disease, complicated by the fact that it took so long to find that information out.
That's right.
Where did it all start for you?
It's kind of in 2010, Dawn was hit with a terrible bad flu, just totally wiped out, and Dawn never, ever, ever recovered. She just kept getting progressively worse, endless symptoms, and then with, which we didn't know it was Lyme's, but with Lyme's, you're kind of sidetracked in all different directions, because it's nearly a different thing every day. And because Dawn had a basketball injury, kind of we were sidetracked down that road. And like we ended up, well, first of all, in Ireland, having endless MRIs on her back and her head. It was a terrible, terrible headache that she was left with initially. And we had MRIs everywhere because they thought it was from her basketball injury. And everything showed up okay. We had endless bloods done. All her bloods were okay. And eventually, after years, we landed in London and an MRI showed up that actually the discs on both sides of her jaw were knocked out in the basketball injury. So she ended up having three surgeries on her TMJ joint. And that made matters much worse, really. She wasn't well enough, probably. And things just got progressively worse.
It must have been awful seeing your daughter, very athletic, as you say, playing sports and what have you, and then just to see this sort of take over.
Yeah, she just lost her life. Like everything was taken away from her, especially due to the operation. It meant that she couldn't talk or smile much. So she really lost out on, she lost out on everything. Her whole life, her teaching job was lost. Her relationship, she was in a long-term relationship that broke up. Or she lost all her sport. She lost all like kind of family events and friend events. Like, you know, lost out on her little nieces and nephews. Time spent with them.
And was it a case that's through until such time as the diagnosis, going through different medications as well, different treatments? Like, was she being given anything for what we didn't know she had?
Well, no painkillers would work. Wow. Nothing would touch her pain. Dawn's been in constant pain day and night for the past 7 years.
Chronic pain, then?
Chronic pain, endless nights walking the floor, no sleep. Nothing touched her pain. Nothing, just, you know.
Was Lyme's disease ever floated? And if so, when first?
Well, yeah, because very, very early on, and when she got ill, I remember somebody showing me an article in the magazine and saying, could that be it? And we did ask, and we did get bloods done. Then when after her three operations, the surgeon said, this could be, she may be suffering from an autoimmune disease. She's very ill. Mm. And again, asked to get her bloods done. Yeah, got them done. Everything was always negative. Everything was fine. Do you know, a friend of ours from America, basketball friend, had always advised about checking for Lyme's. We asked over and over again. No, it just wouldn't show up.
But all the indicators and people perhaps who had a little knowledge of it, or people who would try and help by going through Google, they'd be saying, look, this is what Dawn has, it's Lyme's disease. But you were getting tests and the tests were coming back.
Yeah, and because there's so many things with Lyme's, you just have so many different symptoms. Mm. You just don't know.
We'll pick up that story again. But do we know... Firstly, can you tell us a little bit about Lyme's disease and where we think Dawn contracted it in the first place?
Well, Lyme's disease seems to be a bacterial disease transmitted by ticks or some kind of insect. We would have been a big outdoor family. Like when the kids were young, we just hiked and camped all over France and different countries over there. We don't know where she would have picked it up. But if she picked it up when she was younger, she would have been healthy and it wouldn't have probably affected her till she was hit with this terrible flu that just wiped her out and obviously attacked her system. That's, you know, we don't know when she was bitten, really.
Yeah. Right, then, well, we'll fast forward back again. And, you know, the tests were coming back negative. But what was the game changer? How did we end up then finding out or getting the Lyme disease diagnosis?
Well, I think we were always wondering about it. And when, like, after her third operation there in November, Dawn got very, very ill. Dawn was just housebound, just had no life of any kind. And we were getting so worried. And a good friend of ours that is diagnosed with Lyme kept telling me, get her tested. Mm. And we kind of started to get the ball rolling, and we did send her bloods to Germany, to the Armin Labs in Augsburg, and within a week we had results back that she was diagnosed with Lyme disease and co-infections. And that's been about 3 to 4 weeks ago, or maybe more now.
Right, so then, have you been able to pursue it in Ireland to get a diagnosis, perhaps a more recognised diagnosis as it relates to, you know, treatment going forward in this country now? Like, what I can't... Can you explain as to why it was picked up in Germany but hasn't been picked up in previous tests? Is it a different type of testing mechanism or...?
I don't know, really. It just seems that the testing in Ireland isn't adequate, really. I would have had people who work even in laboratories in Ireland telling me to go abroad to get it done, because the testing in Ireland doesn't pick it up if it's been in your body for a long time. It's, you know, it's okay if you pick it up in a short while ago, mm-hmm. and you get the test done in Ireland, as far as I know, yeah, it will be picked
the
up.
The antibiotics then will be more effective the quicker you get at it.
Well, yeah, it'll be treated better as well, whereas with the likes of Dawn that has been suffering for 7 years now, the treatment doesn't look very promising, really.
But is treatment being administered now? Are these results from Germany being recognised in this country?
Not everywhere. No, not everywhere. And there's a very good Donegal Lyme disease support group, mm-hmm. Doing an awful lot of work, and another group, TikTok Ireland, and you know, they've had a protest day in Dublin 3rd of May where about 200 people attended, and they're looking for, like, you know, they're having another protest day now on Tuesday the 30th of May, and they're looking for any help at all they can get from health authorities or politicians. But they're looking for more, better testing and more adequate testing in Ireland, and they're looking for it that the German test be recognised in Ireland, and they're looking for, you know, better education for GPs and people dealing with people going through this terrible illness.
So what's now for Dawn? She's still ill, isn't she?
Terribly,
I mean, this is not like the end
ill.
Of the story by any stretch.
Oh gosh, yeah, she's in a bad way. We do have an appointment with a doctor in Dublin for June, and we just have to wait and see what's going to be prescribed. It does seem that most people definitely seem to be attending this person, and you know, it seems to be a long journey ahead. And
But
you know,
surely, Dawn, no disrespect to anybody else, but surely Dawn deserves to be moved. To be talking about an appointment in June seems ridiculous.
Yeah, because, like, I suppose it'll be about 2 months since we really sent our details to this doctor. And I think we've been lucky to get in June. Do you know what I mean? We've been lucky to get in so quick.
Is Dawn getting any comfort from that? Because, you know, you can fight and you can fight and you can fight, but this has been going on for so long that it has to be taking its toll on Dawn, on you as a family, of course.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Dawn is just exhausted. You know, she's mentally and physically exhausted.
Yeah.
And I think she's terribly afraid of, like, is she going to be able to keep up the fight? And it does seem to be a fight ahead. Like, I mean, there's no quick fix.
Okay.
It seems to be endless antibiotics for, like, years for some people, and health supplements, and you know, it just seems to be...
But if you can get her on those things, who's to say that, you know, it could... But who's to say, hopefully, maybe... What I'm trying to say is if you could get on that ladder, maybe she could run up the ladder quicker, you know what I mean? But in the absence of having that proper treatment, you don't know how it's going to affect her.
That's right. And then, like, the other fear is, and the terrible fear is that you're not going to be able to take the treatment. And a lot of people, it seems, when you read up on it, can't take this intense antibiotic treatment, and then, like, you're really in trouble, you know. And there's a lot of different opinions out there too as to, do you go with the antibiotic route or do you go with the kind of herbalistic route? And probably if you do the other one, you're probably on your own. And we've been on our own a lot through this illness. Like, you know,
yeah,
there's been very few people to turn to throughout this whole terrible illness.